Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. My guest today is Kate Montana, and I'm very excited because she's actually in the studio with me, which is a rare treat for me to not be in here by myself. Well, not counting Benny, with Benny.
Saved it, didn't you? Right there. You saved it.
Yes, I did. Kate is the author of Uncovering Venus, Search for the Woman Within, and we'll be talking about why it's important to balance our masculine and feminine sides and how you can do that beginning today. But first, I want to tell you about a couple of changes that are coming up. And the first one is that, you know, I've been doing the show on Mondays and Tuesdays for the past almost year. Well, beginning in January, which is next week, I won't be doing the show on Tuesdays anymore. I'll only be doing the Monday show at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. However, I am going to be adding a show on Blog Talk Radio on Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific, which will be a call-in show for advice, guidance, support, what you name it. And so that is going to begin next weekend, and I'll be putting out more information about that pretty soon. So tomorrow is going to be the last Tuesday show, so you want to make sure you don't miss it. The other thing that I want to let you know about is that as of today, up on the website, you can sign up to get 31 days of authentic change wisdom. You know, this is the time of year where people think about what they want to be different in their lives because we're making New Year's resolutions. And there's a study that was done by the University of Scranton, and only 8% of people keep their New Year's resolutions. So if there are changes you want to make in 2014 and you want to be better prepared to really make those changes, then sign up for this email series. And you can do that by going to the website, thelauralongleyshow.com, and up in the top right-hand corner, you'll see where to go to find out more about what you'll get and how to sign up. And last but not least, since it's Monday, the last 15 minutes, I'm going to be doing call-in for tarot readings and intuitive coaching. So if you have a problem or an issue that you'd like to get a little insight with or some guidance on, write down the number and get ready to call in later in the show. The number is 800-930-2819. So I want to jump right into talking with Kate since she's here with me. Well, and I'm interested in what we have to talk about as well. So let me introduce her to you. The author of Unearthing Venus, Search for the Woman Within, co-author of The Heart of the Matter, Discovering Gifts in Strange Wrapping Paper, and co-author of Ghetto Physics, Redefining the Game. Kate Montana's work focuses on self-realization, the physics of consciousness, and the implementation of feminine life values and sustainable lifestyles. Currently, she's writing a sequel to Unearthing Venus called Unearthing Shadows and developing seminars around feminine empowerment, She lives in the Pacific Northwest, which we know because she's here in Bellevue with me. Let's welcome Kate Montana to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Kate.
It's wonderful to be here, Laura. Well, and, in person.
And I was, you know, you can tell that I am excited because, you know, 90% of these shows that I do, the person is on the other end of a phone line. And it really is fun to be able to actually look at you as we have this conversation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm also excited that you like living in Washington, that you are a transplant and not a native.
Isn't everybody a transplant in the Pacific Northwest?
No, actually. So my grandmother was a transplant. She moved here in the 19-teens.
Wow.
But my mother grew up here. My mother's from here.
So, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I'm one of those rare ones that isn't.
Oh, no. When I discovered that I had to wear sweaters in July, it was like, now this is the place for me. Because I'd been raised in the South and it was just kept getting hotter.
I don't like that hot weather. I'm happy here. I'm happy here from that perspective. Well, you know, let's just dive into talking a little bit about the book. And I know that it's been a long time coming in the writing of it, that you had an experience way back in 99 that really is what led to this.
Right.
And what I'd love for you to do is to, well, let me back up a step before we talk about why you wrote the book. Let's talk about why do we care about feminine versus masculine?
That's a broad question.
Yes, isn't it? Well, I want people to know why they should be listening to this.
You know, it's interesting. I totally turned my back on the whole feminist movement. I was born in the early 50s, and I was the quintessential liberated woman. I, you know, got my college degree, and I had lovers, and I had a great career in television, and I traveled the world. My attitude toward feminism was like, come on, girls, get with the program. Don't you understand that we've got it all?
Right.
And so I've been surprised now that I've gone on this journey writing this book and really taking a much deeper, more subtle and widespread look at the male-female dichotomy and the marginalization of the feminine, because I really never saw it. I was red in the rainbow. I was liberated as far as I defined liberation.
Right.
But I didn't realize that there are nuances and levels of liberation, and that I had actually been I'd been liberated to join the guys on the playing field on the guys' playing field. I'd been educated in a masculine educational system that was developed by men to educate men to go out into man's socioeconomic marketplace and do the competitive guy thing. And struggle for success and set very masculine goals. And I read the male philosophies and was part of a very masculine oriented religion called Christianity.
Yes.
And so I never saw that it was that the masculine paradigm, you know, it's like the old saw about, well, it's a man's world. And I was like, yeah, ha, ha, ha. And I really didn't believe it, and I really didn't see it until, as you say, vault forward another, you know, till I was 48 years old and in 1999 had an experience which just popped my eyes open big time. So why should we care? That, to get back to your original question, is, and I think it's really, really critical, especially nowadays, that unless we really understand that there's a tremendous bias against more feminine values in our society, that we're really not that open to compassion, to community orientation, to mutual support, to all of those lovely, sustainable, life-oriented,
yes,
life-giving, dare I say the word, loving aspects about humanity and our interaction, and that's just almost totally absent in our current social, political, economic structure.
Well, yeah, what I just flashed on when you were saying that was we live in a society where everything is very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
It's win lose, black and white,
right.
And, you know, that's really the masculine side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And the feminine side is much more the collaborative, inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
We're all in this together kind of attitude.
And we are all in this together.
Yes, we are. Literally, we are. Yes.
And, you know, and the more I've traveled around the world, and especially when I ended up in South American countries down in Chile and Peru and Ecuador and then in Central America, it's like this whole idea about that we're all at each other's throats and that this is a scarcity-oriented marketplace, it's like it is such a slap in the face of how nature and life really is.
Yes.
Which is just this magnificent abundance. I forget who said that if mankind was responsible for creating in nature per se, that the whole of nature's abundance could be symbolized by one scrawny apple tree with a really pithy, small, shriveled one apple at the top of that you couldn't reach at the
right.
top of a tree. And that's humanity's orientation towards abundance and the life force. And traveling in those areas, it was much more matriarchal societies and much more laid back, very poor countries. And as a result, they seem to be much, much happier as individuals. And once I got out of the kind of scare tactic, mass media smearing of Central American, Southern, South American cultures as being, you know, violent and terroristic and all that thing, I was really introduced to the beautiful gentility of humanity and how people really, really did work together. And yes, it was, and women were seemed to be much more deeply respected as women. And even though the roles had a tendency to be very segmented between genders, I don't know, there was just seemed to be a heck of a lot more happiness and a lot more balance. So, yeah, I was just like, wow, there's a different way to live. And we're not doing it, not in the United States.
Right. Well, I know that there was a really a moment where your eyes kind of got opened. And we will talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm going to leave listeners hanging for a little bit to find out what that was. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show. And when we come back, Kate is going to share more about getting in balance with our masculine and feminine. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Boy, Mother Nature's son.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Sitting, singing songs for everyone.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Kate Montana, author of Uncovering Venus, Search for the Woman Within. And the book itself is, well, I mean, the first two-thirds of it, first half of it, is kind of a memoir of your life and growing up mm-hmm. in this masculine society. But I want to talk about what brought you to writing the book, and backing up from that, what opened your eyes to that there was even something to explore there. Mm-hmm. So I'd love for you to tell the story.
Absolutely. I never tire of telling this story. I was working for the National Native American paper, Indian Country Today. I was a Northwest Bureau chief and editor for the paper, and I was conducting an interview with a guy by the name of John Perkins, who's written many interesting books. He's an economist. And he was telling me a story about the cultural exchange programs that he had set up with various tribes down in the Brazilian rainforest, because they wanted to bring their earth-honoring ways to the United States. And John was very interested in getting, you know, regular run-of-the-mill people to go down to the Amazon basin and have a different cultural experience and start waking up to different ways of viewing the earth and each other in community. Well, we got into this whole story where he was telling me about this shaman who had come to the United States and and he came from a tribe called the Shua tribe in Brazil. And the gender, the jobs, guys did guide things and the women did women. Very, very segmented mm-hmm. society. The guys hunted and they fished and they cut down trees to make huts and canoes and weapons. And the women did wild gathering and took care of the children, et cetera, and did the domestic side of things. Both men and women were equally respected. Both men and women were equally represented on tribal council as elders and were responsible for guiding the tribe. But there was one job that only the women could perform that was considered actually the most critical job in the entire tribe. And only the women could do this one job. Well, so he's telling me about this and I'm like, well, what could that job be? And of course, my mind automatically runs to, right, we have babies. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Biology. Here it is again. And he laughed and he said, well, no, biology is important and babies are critical. But he said, that no, that's not what we're talking about. He said, these people understand gender differences. They're not into the whole thing about making men and women, confusing the word same and equal.
Right, right.
Like we have apparently in the West, and we're so busy trying to make women equal on the man's playing field, we've forgotten that there's another side to the playing field called the feminine. And he said, so the men understand their own nature as driven beings, and that they will hunt until they know that it, just by their very competitive, driven nature and very linear and goal-oriented, they will hunt until there's nothing left to kill. They will fish until there are no more fish in the rivers. They'll cut down all the trees until there's nothing left. And they understand that women are much more intuitively based. They're grounded more deeply in their bodies. They're grounded in the body of the earth. They're aware of the needs of the community. They're aware of the needs of the environment. And so the men look to the women to tell them when to stop. When to stop cutting the trees. When to stop fishing the rivers. We've got enough, guys. Chill out. Take a break. Because the men just don't have that perspective. They're not wired that way. And the women are very much wired that way. When I was reading about initiations, you know, the men had, the boys had tribal initiations all through puberty, through well into their adult years. And then, of course, the women had one initiation, and it was always the Menses hut, where they would be secluded and have time to just commune with the earth. And I was always just fiercely upset about that, because I, from my perspective as a liberated Western woman, I looked at tribal cultures like that, who had all these initiations to give the guys an opportunity to be spiritual and to, you know, and to get with God. And the women, you were just like locked in a freaking hut, you know. And I was just like, well, here, go bleed on some moss. And I'm like, this is not equality. This is dreadful. Well, it took me another 20 years, Laura, to realize that the men needed the tempering. The tribe understood that the men needed constant work, abrading and breaking down their ego and their physical orientation, such that to reduce their pride, to break them out of their really logical left brain functioning, and to open them up and open their heart up and open and humble them. And that was a lifelong pursuit, whereas the women were understood to, they're already hooked up. They didn't need to be introduced to spirit. They never lost that.
Oh, interesting.
That they never lost that orientation. All they needed was the gift of time and a bit of seclusion away from the madness of everyday tasks, which, of course, down in, you know, the jungles isn't exactly madness like we've got madness
right
here. But, you know, imagine being able to take 4 or 5 days every month. And instead of making this, you know, some, oh, my God, I've got my, you know, I've got the curse.
Right.
You know, and this terrible orientation to see this as sacred times, which, you know, we sort of do in goddess circles. But it's lost its real understanding and the power behind what we're really talking about is that the feminine is that which is intuitive, hooked up, and already just knows. And that's the whole side of life that we're missing in the West. Because and I'm kind of like a little bit offline here, but
that's okay.
But the punchline of my conversation when I was talking with doing this interview and talking about the tribe and, you know, the men, the women telling the men to stop, the punchline was that the shaman who had come to the United States in a cross-cultural thing was that he was frightened looking at our culture. And he just said, where are your women? Why are your women not telling the men to stop? In the West, you're going over a cliff. There's no balance. Can't you see this? And when I heard that, oh, my God, Laura, it just was like, my God, tell the men to stop? It blew my mind. I couldn't fathom how women as women could tell men to do a damn thing.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
Because, you know, we are developing power in the masculine models. And, you know, we've made tremendous strides in the last 100 years doing that. But it's women truly have power in Western culture when we become something other than a woman.
Right.
When we become a radio show host.
Right.
Or we become an engineer, or we can become a senator or a lawyer, or a doctor. Then we have power and authority. But as just a woman? Women as women have the least amount of respect and power in our tribe possible.
Yes.
So the story just completely overturned my life, because at that point I couldn't fail but to realize that I had been in all my prowess and all my pride about my liberation and working in a, you know, masculine world and being a success. I was like, oh, my God, I've joined the men cutting down all the trees. I don't know how to stop. Oh, God. And so that was back in 1999, and that's what started an ongoing journey since then, starting to reflect on, well, what the hell is the feminine? And what is it? What was it? What is it that gives the women the power to tell men to stop? And what was fascinating is, and I keep understanding the subtlety of this, is that I was asking the wrong question for probably the first 10 years on my search. I was asking, what gives the women the power to tell the dudes to stop? Yeah, wow, what is that? And it was just like, oh, my God, I'm thinking of power in terms of power over.
Ooh.
I'm thinking of power in terms of the masculine. I'm thinking of it in the way we define power and view power in the West, which is through the masculine lens.
Right.
And that was a shocker. And so as this whole thing has unfolded, I've just been astounded at the level, the subtlety of what we're talking about, because we are so enculturated into the masculine model. And, you know, we can say those words all day long, but then to really, really take the mask off and to take the glasses off and start to see that the very definitions I use for words, the way I view my culture is so biased and one-sided that I don't even know it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, because we are so... what's the word? Just immersed in it, that you can't see it.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I started investigating goddess circles and goddess literature, and it all kind of just really left me cold. It was like it felt like something amazingly – it didn't feel connected. It didn't feel really real. It was like, oh, my God, tarot cards and velvet Renaissance gowns and, you know, women holding hands and oming, at, you know, on full moon, you know, and saying prayers and chanting for unity. It was like, well, that's nice, but there seemed to be something really raw and powerful that was missing. It was like a caricature of itself, the goddess, the divine feminine. It was way too pretty. It was way too pretty. And so I had to start going, how do I define the feminine? What the hell is the feminine anyway? And it's just like, you know, you have Kali and you have Shakti and you've got these powerful dark goddesses in India who are all about, you know, destruction.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, my God. And going into the chaos of even madness and emotionalism and all that dark stuff that in our left brain linear, let's keep it all clean, people, masculine, really neat little structured paradise we live in, ha-ha. It's just like we don't want the mess. We will do anything to avoid looking at the darkness.
Oh.
We will do anything to avoid that. And it's like, you know, all of the – and that's when I began to see how our my New Age spirituality was yet one more whitewash job of a masculine paradigm. Because it was all about the light, and it was all about getting out there to God, and it was all about positive thinking. Well, if you start looking at the Taoist view of describing masculine and feminine, the masculine has always been associated with the light.
Oh, interesting.
Always been associated. Probably 100,000 years, but masculine has been associated with the light, that which is the light of consciousness, the light of spirit, enlightenment. The masculine is associated with the positive side of the electromagnetic spectrum. The woman is the negative. The feminine is associated with the color black. Or the lack of color. And so I was looking at all these feminine, quote unquote, feminine attributes through the Taoist system. And I was going, oh, well, why do I have to be negative? Why do I have to be associated with darkness? Hearkening back to the Salem witch trials and
right.
Endless persecution of the feminine, which would even go into these dark interior intuitive places that weren't linear, that weren't logical, that didn't make any sense, that were incredibly, it's where all of our power lies. But I had such an ingrained prejudice against the words themselves. And then I would look at words like, oh, yes, the feminine is passive. And I'm like, really? I don't want to be passive. Yuck. Receptive. Well, I suppose that's kind of nice, maybe, if it's we're talking money, you know. And so all of these words that were describing the feminine, I had a built-in bias against. And it really made me angry, Laura, because I was like, I don't understand. Why is the feminine, you know, marginalized like this? It was just one more prejudice kind of thing.
On that note,
yes,
we do need to take a break.
Absolutely.
But I want to, when we come back, I want to hear about, how you, I won't even say overcame, because I think it's probably an ongoing process.
Yes.
But how you began to get past those prejudices.
Right.
I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Every day the sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it clouds.
We're back on The Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Kate Montana, author of Unearthing Venus, Search for the Woman Within. And Kate, before we talk more about the feminine, can you share with people where they can find you and where they can find the book?
Absolutely. They can find the book. Amazon. Amazon has
everything. Yeah.
And the website, www.unearthingvenus.com. And they can reach me at email, Kate. That's Kate with a C, kate@katemontana.com.
And we were talking offline. You are going to be at the Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle.
In February.
Correct. So people who are local here in Seattle, you can come in here. Kate talk in person as well. So you won't have to just listen to her like I do with most guests. So coming back to this whole business about the way in which feminine is talked about, and how even just the terms were things that you had to kind of overcome to really go down this path.
I had to realize how masculine my definitions of the feminine were.
Okay.
And using words like passive or receptive vulnerability. Those are all feminine qualities that the masculine in its own right abhors. The masculine is the active principle. The feminine is the passive principle.
Right.
I had to get past the whitewash of thinking that, you know, it's all action. It's, you know, my foot needs to be on the accelerator all
yes.
the time. That's the world we live in, the masculine mm-hmm. paradigm. So the passivity, I had to rewire my brain to go, wow, that's not a negative, bad thing. That's receptivity. That's the being mode.
Yes.
Versus the doing mode.
Mm-hmm.
And we're full on doing. Ah, I get it. The feminine is the being. So when I started realizing that the very definitions I used and the way I looked at, you know, the negative aspect, the darkness.
Right.
Oh, my God, the darkness of the unconscious is 92 to 98% of all of our functioning and decisions come from that dark place, that unconscious place within us. That's the wellspring of life itself. There's more locked up in that dark, unknown realm in us than anywhere near what we're working
right.
with on a linear basis.
Right.
So it took me a while to realize the richness of the territory I was starting to mine. And when we briefly on the break talked about how when I journeyed in South America and I was doing ayahuasca with shamans, doing those healing feminine medicines, and they are considered feminine medicines by the shamans down there, it was about healing the mind and healing the body and actually literally healing programs of emotional despair and marginalization not being seen for what we are. This radiant life force, life-giving goddess, which is the life force itself, which has been tamped down, and limited and structured, and only here's where you can go, and this is where you can dress, and this is how you can act, and this is what you can say, and don't be too emotional. And it's
right.
just like, oh, my God, the emotional realm. I mean, it's like it has been so marginalized, and it's like almost a cliche. But it wasn't until I was unearthing programs in me and emotions of that were in my DNA from my feminine ancestors' lineage of absolute hopelessness and despair that were killed my mother, given her heart problems, it killed my grandmother with locked her into Parkinson's disease, that were programs in all of us. And it's just like, oh, my God, we can't go deep enough. We can't open enough big. We can't open enough big enough and go deep enough and be emotional enough. Because there's so much repressed information in us that is just like, wow, we look at the imbalance in our society nowadays, and it's begging to come out. And the dark side is coming out through our politics and through all of the things that are being exposed. The dark is there, and it will come to light one way or by God the other. You know, it will ourselves, you know, and do it consciously, or it'll be ripped out into the open
right.
and exposed anyway.
So on an individual level,
mm-hmm.
if I want to get more in touch with, I won't even say more in touch with, if I want to bring more to the forefront
mm-hmm.
that feminine aspect of myself, what are some things you can suggest that will help to do that?
Well, it's really good that you use the word get in touch with, because one of the things I've realized is that I was very out of touch with my body,
mm-hmm.
very out there to God, meditation, trying to get out there, out of body experiences, and paying lip service to the body as the divine temple. It's like, yeah, it's the divine temple, but I really want to get out there to God. You know, and as if there was this separation between the two. And of course, there isn't. But of course, it's easy to say and hard to discover what that connection is when you're focused outside of the body. And still, I still at some level saw the body as the problem and the barricade to God. And that's ancient Christian, Judeo-Christian stuff that the body is truly the temple, and it is truly the doorway. When I started focusing on my body, I started going into my body. Instead of trying to get out there in my meditations to God, I started focusing on my body. Where does my body feel? What are my emotions? Go into my body. Go into my emotions. Feel. Never be afraid to feel, and just go into it and let all of it come up. And it was fascinating, Laura, because the moment I started going within my closet, within my temple
right.
of my body, I, as within, so without. you know, I was already hooked up. There I was, where I'd always been trying to get out there to God. I got to the same place going within.
Right.
Except this time, the crucial difference was that I and my body were part of the picture of God. Instead of perpetuating, ignorantly perpetuating, I mean, with all good intentions, you know, this whole light-based focus,
mm-hmm.
well, that's the masculine. And I didn't even, beautiful intentions, but we're not operating from a whole perspective.
Right.
When we do that. And it was just like, oh my God, it all lies within. Okay. So much of my meditation practice has now gone into just paying attention to my emotions on a moment-to-moment basis, allowing them to come up, not being afraid to feel, and allow whatever triggers are there, whatever other programs, whatever associations that are from my past, from God knows, in my genetics, who knows where the messaging is coming from. And I spend a lot of time focused on feeling connected. And like when I'm out in the shopping mall, instead of, you know, I practice feeling my way through the mall, feeling the connection with everybody, feeling the life force flow through my body as I drive, feeling connected to all the cars around me, because I am. We are connected.
Right, right.
We really are. But unless we take it out of that abstract headspace of a concept, yes, I'm connected, we're all connected at the quantum level, well, that's nice, but we can feel it. And that's when it becomes, that's when life lights up. That's when life becomes alive and really real. That's when the connection becomes real, is when you can actually feel it. And we can feel it through the body. It's our grandest tool for recognizing and accessing these states of quantum information and quantum connection.
Well, that's an interesting way to look at it, because I mean, I've been doing a lot of work personally about being more in touch with my body, mm-hmm. feeling my emotions, feeling whatever physical sensations are there in the body, and mainly because I feel like I have stuck energy if I don't.
Uh-huh.
But I hadn't thought about it in the quantum realm mm-hmm. of things.
Right.
And, you know, somehow it's kind of interesting, but this is back to the masculine side of it. It's like, then I have a rationale for doing it, right?
There you go.
As opposed to just doing it because it feels good to me, or it right. is good for me.
Yeah. And I think that's the most important thing, is that we start balancing out consciously the masculine and the feminine.
Right.
And become whole people. Because I really discovered how ludicrous to think that I'm going to be an enlightened being somehow. And all of a sudden I've realized, well, wait a minute. I haven't even become a fully functional human. I haven't accessed the feminine side. I'm not whole brain function. I'm not left and right. I'm still kind of like most of society, like a two-legged dog hopping along on two legs and grotesquely unbalanced towards the masculine linear
right.
model. And so it's like, wow, okay, I want to be enlightened. Well, why don't I start being a whole human being, masculine and the feminine,
place.
As a starting place,
yeah.
and my body and my spirit as one.
Right.
And make that my conscious practice, embodied practice.
Literally.
Embodied. Literally embodied yes. practice.
Yes. Well, we're coming to the end of our time together.
Oh,
I know. It goes by so
short.
Fast. It does. It goes by so fast. So, you know, would you share once again where people can find the book and where they can find you?
Absolutely. They can find the book at Amazon.com. They can also find it at www.unearthingvenus.com. And they can reach me directly at Kate with a C, Kate@katemontana.com.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Kate. And I do wish we had more time, but we don't.
I wish we did, too. Thank you, Laura.
We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'll take your calls for tarot readings or intuitive coaching. So if you have a problem or issue where you'd like some insider guidance, you can call in now at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today was Kate Montana, author of Unearthing Venus, Search for the Woman Within, and some other ways to get help with moving forward in life. On Facebook, you can find me at The Laura Longley Show, and on Twitter, it's Laura Longley, S-H-O, and of course, always at thelauralongleyshow.com. Well, Kate and I were talking on the break. She hung around even though the interview part was over, and we're going to do tarot readings for each other. So I'm really looking forward to doing this. This will be fun. So Kate, tell me, is there something in particular that you want to have some guidance on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where I should move. I'm curious whether to stay on the Pacific coast or whether to move elsewhere, like Vermont, something like that.
So what I will ask is what is it that Kate needs to focus on or needs to be aware of to make the best choice of where to live?
Okay. Interesting. I love this deck.
All right. So we have the Prince of Wands. And I feel like in my readings, this card comes up a lot. So I think I have an affinity for this card. But, you know, Wands is the suit of spirit. And the Prince of Wands is all about inspiration. You can see just by looking at the card, which, of course, our listeners can't see. But it's very fiery. And he's on a chariot with a lion pulling it and charging forward. And all of the orange and yellow is really about spirit and inspiration. And the green that's in the card as well is creativity. Mm-hmm. And so what this is telling me is that you already know the answer to what's best for you.
Oh, not that.
And I think you're ready to act on it, is what I think.
Interesting.
Because this is very much about forward movement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there a man in that picture?
Well, the prince is a man.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know if the lion, well, the lion has a mane, so I think the lion is male as well. So there's our masculine energy. So this is all about the masculine energy, right? The moving, the action, taking action.
So it's like, go for it, baby.
Absolutely. So having said that, do you feel like you know what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, I am really pulled to Port Townsend, I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
There's just something about the energy of that place. It just seems so clean. And it's really one of the first places I've ever been in Washington that felt like it had a true community spirit.
Oh, okay.
A very cohesive community spirit. And I'm looking for that because, you know, I'm going out in the world and doing talks and doing workshops and conferences. You know, it's just already enough being out there. I need a grounded, heart-based place.
Right.
And I do happen to know that astrocartography-wise, which you've been investigating.
Yes, we talked about earlier offline.
Yeah. Yes. No, my heart line runs right down the coast.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, my love line does. So anyway, nothing like moving. I'll move closer to the coast and closer
and
to love.
And see what happens.
And
yeah.
See what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good. So are you okay with me putting you on the spot and having you...
Oh, God.
Let me ask you a question.
You may have to interpret your own card, but
okay.
That's okay. But I'll do the shuffling for
okay.
you. Okay.
So what I'm going to ask about is something else that you and I were talking about before the show started, which is, yeah, if you shuffle them sideways, because they're so big,
yeah.
it's easier to do it the other way. But I have been thinking about the possibility of getting a part-time RJ, real job.
A real job.
And... you know, the door got opened to that for me when Sandra Sneed was on the show. She's a god scribe and did a reading for me offline where this kind of came up. And I was really resistant to it in the beginning, but I'm starting to feel more like this is kind of what I'm supposed to do. So I would just like some validation or non-validation.
So do you have a sense of whether you want to move in an entirely different arena than your past, or
what I want is the reason I'm considering doing it is number one for financial support, and number two for social reasons, because I work from home. I feel pretty isolated sometimes, and so that's really kind of what's in it for me.
Oh, interesting. The Ace of Cups.
Oh, that is very interesting.
Abundance floweth over, darling. Look at that.
Yes. So I think that that's a validation.
That's an incredible validation.
Yes.
And it's interesting. I love the way the whole scallop, it almost looks like it's almost like you're getting hooked up to a whole different level. like the web of life.
Yes.
Is.
Ooh, I love that thought because... Because the social piece of it, then I'm getting more connected out in the world where I've been really kind of internal for the last 2 years. So this would put me more out connected in the world.
Interesting.
That's very interesting.
So, I know, I'm kind of doing the same thing. That if you're not out there, it's like... Boy, I've done the whole in the hermit cave routine of that's where I was supposed to go for enlightenment.
Oh, yeah.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and thank God I got myself, you know, out of the rut in the regular marketplace. Well, like you did.
Right.
What, how many years ago? 10 years ago?
No, I went back to school 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was still working in the old job for those 2 years. So it's been about 5 years, five and a half years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes we just need that break, that downtime, that stop time. And so do you feel
recalibrate.
Do you feel like you've done that?
I feel like it's been a constant evolution for me since then. But maybe I'm reaching a point where it's not going to be such a focus on that evolution.
Right. When are we already what we already are?
Right.
It's like, what a joke. I mean, I think that's why the Buddha's always laughing. It's just like, wait a minute, how can I become that which I already am?
Exactly. And to me, it's always about just becoming more of who I am authentically, and I'm already that, right?
Exactly. Nothing to do, nowhere to go.
Exactly. Well, thanks for the impromptu reading.
That absolutely was really fun.
It's fun to have somebody else do it for me. I really appreciated it. So before we close things out here, I just want to remind you that tomorrow is the last Tuesday show, and after that, the shows will only be on Mondays. And if you go to the website, thelauralonglishow.com, you can sign up to get 31 days of authentic change wisdom to help you be part of the 8% that keeps your New Year's resolutions, or let's increase that to be greater than 8% by our participation in keeping our change resolutions for the new year. I want to thank my guest today, Kate Montana, for sharing such great information about balancing our masculine and feminine. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or TransformationTalkRadio.com. And tomorrow, Tuesday, at 4 p.m. Eastern and 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tomorrow, I'll be talking with Stuart Young about if you hate your job, very timely, but what Kate and I were just talking about, deciding to love it or leave it in 2014. Have a peaceful day, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.